Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thanks. And thank you for joining me today with Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in your there place, encouraged in the process of how sometimes it may look as if God is so far away from you and it seems unfair, the things that you're going through, but this process is making you and shaping you for your tomorrow, for your destiny, for the place where God is going to use you. It is preparing you for all the things that God has commissioned for your life and to use you for his glory. Anyone in the Bible that we look at and see, we see that God always prepared them for where they were going, and that process didn't always feel good, didn't look good, but it was necessary for where they would impact and what they would do and how they would give God glory in that which they were doing. God always uses the process to shape us for our place of destiny. And we cannot resist his hand when we are allowing him to shape us. And he knows the place and the way that we take. So as we trust him, we come forth as pure gold. This there place is that place where Abraham went through, that place where he trusted God and he had a name change. And we see God blesses him and gives him the gift, the seed that he promised him. And as we see that seed, we see that promise of what God told him being continued through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and even now, because the word of God lets us know in the New Testament, if we have the faith of Abraham then and believing in Jesus Christ, then we are the seed, we are the inheritance of Abraham, receiving not only Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but also the blessings that Abraham received in his life. When we look at Genesis 12, we see all the promises of God that God will do in our life as we trust him and obey him, and we allow him to stretch us in the process of there. That place is that where we see faith that sees the impossible, that sees the things that are not, and we pull them from eternity into time, knowing that it is the divine will of God. Like Abraham. Abraham was able to see what God showed him in the spirit, and he held on to it, pulling it by faith from eternity into time until the manifestation showed that he was faithful and not wavering in the promise or staggering in the promises of God. So it is with us. As we walk, as we sojourn, we go through the things that make us strong, the tests and the trials, but we also are made to hold on to faith that believes God in spite of all the hardness or the hard things that we go through or face, knowing that God is faithful and every word that he's promised, it's going to come to pass. So we're thankful unto the Lord that he's chosen us for such a time as this to be his people, to be hear his voice, to follow after, to repent for him. God is in control, and there's nothing that happens in our life that he is not aware of, that he can't deliver us from, and he has not also made a way of escape for us. So in this last few minutes of what we are going to experience in this empowerment, I want to give you a thought. I want to give you a thought that lets you recognize that God never sleeps or slumbers. And sometimes in our lives, we feel as if God is not there, and we feel as if God has forsaken us, and we're in this thing by ourselves. But there are times where God has us in a testing phase, a phase where we are being tried. And if God allows us to go through that phase as long as he wants, even if it's a testing of going through trials and tests. I even heard someone say even a test or a trial where it's a season where it looks like you just lose it. But God is testing you to see if you would hold on, if you would believe, if you would still praise him, if you would still glorify him, if you would still exalt him. It could be a season where you're being tested in your marriage, in your home, in your finance, in your physical health, in your ministry, on your job. And that season, as long as it goes to, as long as God says, But the process of that season is God is trying to teach you something. He's trying to show you something. He's trying to give you his mind, his heart, his will in the midst of what you're facing. And run to him because he's the author and the finisher of your faith. He knows where you're at and what you're going through and all the things of how you're facing and feeling. He's touched by the feelings of our infirmity, and that comes through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ allows him to identify, God to identify with the places of our weakness, the places of our infirmities, our tests, our trials, the things that come to give us that feeling that we know that it's not by what we feel, it's by our faith, but we're in this flesh. And so Jesus is able to relate that to God and where we are. But then he also allows us to understand what he has done. He lets us see him. He lets us see what he endured for. He lets us see that he relied on the spirit and not the flesh. He lets us see that when he was getting ready to go to Calvary, how he prayed, how he sought the face of God until there was a change of his mind to the mind of God, to his will, to the will of God, to everything in his life conformed to the place. And he lets us understand and know that on the other side of the test, on the other side of the trial, there's victory, there's blessing, there's release, there's breakthrough, there's power, there's anointing. And so he wants us to understand that when we're going through this test, that season, whatever it looks like, that God is so far from us, that Job understood, that so many people understood, David understood, and he writes about songs about so many people in the Bible understood that place of it looked like God was so far. Even Jesus identified with that, but he identified with it because at that time he had taken on the dead state, the state of man, the spiritual death. He was dying spiritually because he took on our spiritual death. And he cries out, Father, why have you forsaken me? Because God had to turn his back on him in order for him to pay the price and become everything that humanity would be from the fall of man till Christ cracks the sky again, and everything that they would do to the deepest, dark depth, he had to take it on. And becoming spiritually dead was part of that. He died spiritually, and then he died a physical death. So he had to take it on, but he cried out because at that place, that was the time when he would not be able to access the Father, that he would not be in the presence of the Father, that he would not feel the Father. And so there are times in our lives that we face situation and it feels like God is so far from us, that we're facing something that seems so overwhelming. But this is the time that you to cling to your faith, cling to what you were told before this trial, this test, this process came. What did the Lord speak to you? What did he tell you? What was the other side of this place of your test and your trials? How are you to go through it? Are you speaking or relying on the Holy Spirit to help lead you through it? Are you in your word? Are you seeking his face in prayer? Are you meditating? Are you even fasting? Because these are the tools that help us as we go through tests and trials. It is not running away from God. It's not being angry with God. It's not forsaking your word. It's forsaking prayer. But it's going into his presence and telling him exactly how you feel, even though he already knows. But he wants you to be in that place where you are intimate with him and you share your heart and you share your mind. But then you also wait to hear what God is saying and what he's going to lead you in or tell you, or the peace that he will give you, even if he doesn't say a word, because you're in a test. And in the natural, when you had tests at school, the teacher could tell you the answer to the problem. The teacher couldn't advise you. It was everything that you had taken, everything that she had taught you or that he had taught you, that you now have to apply. And it is the same way with us. When God is getting us ready, when he's getting us prepared, he gives us the word. It's the preach word. It's what the pastor is telling you. It's what you're learning in Bible study. It's in your study time. It's in your intimate time with the Lord. It's when God is dropping thoughts in your mind and your spirit and your heart. It is these times that he is allowing you to be stretched to conceive and receive the thing that is necessary for the next place in your life, the next test in your life. And you are ready to go through it. You may not want to, you may not like it, but you're ready, you're prepared. God always prepares us for where we're going. And as he's preparing us, he makes us strong. He causes us to succeed, even in the places where it looks like we're not. God is going to get the glory out of your life. He's going to get the glory out of my life. But we have to yield ourselves to him. We have to know that he's in control and that he will not allow us to be destroyed or devoured by the situations that we're going through. And even when it seems like he's far away, he's right there as a very present help. Rely on God. Let his word. Depend on what he's telling you. Depend on how he is leading you and guide you. Depend on what he's already given you. And as you walk through this place, walk through this test, and even praise God knowing that the outcome is in your favor, you're going to see God's blessings, God's benefits, God's reward. You're going to see yourself being stretched to grow. You're going to see yourself even going beyond where you are in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so that you can thrive in the thing of the spirit and not the flesh. You are going to succeed because God has called you more than a conqueror. But you don't do this your way. You do it his way. And as you rely and depend on God, you'll see the greatness of his hand, of his power in your life, moving like never before to bring victory. Trust God. Have confidence in him and his word. He will not fail you. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there. Where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, the will, the destiny, and the purpose of God. Be blessed. Know that you're an overcomer and wait to see what God is going to do in your life, even in the midst of your place of trial and test. Don't run from it, but trust him and watch what he does in your life to show you the goodness of his power. We'll see you the next time. Be blessed.